Hey, computer. I'm home. I'm home. I'm home. I'm home. I'm home. I'm home.
Welcome home, sir. Initializing Batcave operating system.
Hey, Pewter.
What's up, Batman?
Put this bomb in the museum.
Certainly, sir.
Thank you.
No worries.
Anything exciting happened when I was gone?
You have 4 pieces of mail.
Great, what'd I get?
You have this week's penny saver, 2 bills, and a coupon for Bed Bath & Beyond. It expires in 2 weeks. But I've heard that some stores will honor them past the expiry date.
Copy that.
Also, Alfred is on the 17th floor, grouting tiles in the second bathroom of the 5th master bedroom. Do you want me to tell Alfred you're home?
No, that's cool, computer. Thanks for the update. I should probably have some dinner.
Alfred left your lobster thermidor in the fridge.
Oh, that's my favorite. I can't wait.
So hi and welcome to the Unnamed Movie Podcast. This is Andrew.
Andrew, I can't do this. And Douglas broke my brain.
What did he do to you?
This is the title that goes. There's this is the headline that goes with it.
There's a basketball man called Rob Pelinka. He's the GM for the Lakers. And Douglas just saw him for a half second and went, "Oh, it's Rob Lowe." And he's right. That Rob Lowe looking motherfucker. And now I'll never. This will be the last time I'll ever be able to tell the two of them apart.
And I love that, like, Damon has clearly never seen this.
I've never seen it.
But it's obviously not just me. Oh, there is an article on the internet on Fox Sports headline with a picture of Rob Lowe beside Rob Lowe, headlining. New Lakers GM Rob Pelinka explains how he'll prove he's not Rob Lowe.
Oh my god. I will, like the second you said it, whatever the thing that fires off in your brain, that kind of, like, it's done. It is, like, the second you say it, I'm like, oh no. Douglas, if you put the two of them beside each other before today, and I've not, 100 times out of 100, and I've gotten it right. No, it's a wrap. Oh my god, damn it. Thank you, Doug. They're both named Rob, too, so it's over.
It's great.
It is over. This is terrible. Anyway, I'm Damien.
You're not even going to let me redo that. You're going to keep that all in.
Just, Damien out. Just,
for the people who watch basketball that were like me, I'm going to ruin their lives.
Yep. And this is Douglas.
All right, so. Before we even try to get into the podcast, yes. Things that need to be said.
Yes.
Number one,
I'm sorry.
For those of Douglas be quiet. number one, for those of you who haven't noticed, we have a new logo in the podcast feed.
Yep.
which is now live.
Yep.
Which was done by my friend Zoe Zhang.
That's racist.
She was happy enough to do it for me, and I'm going to put a link to her Instagram in the show notes, so if you want, you can go and see, like, her stuff she does.
You have to sign up to Instagram now to be nice to a person that made me a logo.
You can just go look at her page if you want. You don't have to sign up.
I don't know. I don't use Instagram.
Her profile isn't private, so you can, like, go and look.
Andrew, if you had said... After you said her profile, you could have made up literally anything.
her name on Instagram is Rurouni.z. I assume everyone here has watched Kenshin, so you should know how to spell Rurouni. If not, look in the show notes and you should see a link.
If not, don't, because you should stop fucking watching cartoons, guys.
I mean, you should. Take it from someone still watching cartoons, you should.
So yeah, thank her so much. At the same time, we're now live on Google Podcasts feed as well as Spotify.
Mm-hmm.
If you use those applications, feel free to follow the podcast on there. It's also still available through iTunes and all the other places I've placed it over the years.
Are we still on Podcast Alley?
Yes, we are. That's okay. Still a thing, and it's still good. Live.
All we need. That's very the good. Only one that matters.
I do want to say something, and we need to be very serious. We have a new logo, and it looks great. It's amazing. And so because there was a new logo, I also had commissioned a new entrance theme for the podcast. Mm-hmm. So I just want us to, you know, listen to it now.
I mean, we're spending a lot of money on rights.
Oh,
for a podcast that doesn't advertise, we are doing it big.
Guys, I mean, don't get me wrong, logo's great. I just love how cheesily 80s
It's
disco,
it's real
70s disco,
disco
that logo is.
can just see all the floral prints, the bad hair,
and the balls going around.
Tremendous.
So yeah, go check out our Instagram. The logo looks great. Thanks, everyone, and let's move on with the podcast. This week, 10 years since we last recorded, we are finally going to be discussing the number 2, unless we're going to debate this, film of 2018,
really?
Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse.
Here comes the Spider-Man.
The animated film directed by the team of Peter Ramsey, Bob Bruschetti, and Rodney Rothman, in which all of the Spider-Men come together to give us Miles Morales, the new animated Spider-Man. And he, you know, fights Kingpin and shit. You know, Spider-Man shit.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because that's what a Spider-Man does, doesn't it?
I mean, he has to. That's, I can't think of anything else Spider-Man did.
I saved the city, fell in love, then I saved the city again, and again, and again. Look, I'm a comic book, a serial, I did a Christmas album, and a so-so popsicle. But this isn't about me. Not anymore.
Spider-Man swings in once a day, zip-zaps up in his little mask, and answers to no one. I love you, Miles.
Yeah, I know that.
You gotta say I love you back.
Dad, are you serious?
I wanna hear it.
Look at this place.
Dad, I love you.
Dad, I love you.
That's a copy.
The film stars such names as Jake Johnson, Mahershala Ali, Brian Tyree Henry, otherwise known as Paperboy, John Mulaney, and Nicolas Cage, and more names that I can't be bothered to list.
You forgot about Dope.
Yes, I did not name Dope because
his name
every
is
time
Dope,
I see his name,
I don't know
I'm like, who's he again?
Exactly. Yeah.
But yeah, Shameik Moore, the guy who plays the main character of Miles Morales.
Mm-hmm.
He's in this movie. Douglas.
Yeah.
You're the one who finally got around to it. We have spoken about this film before in some aspects.
Okay.
Were we correct? Are we wrong?
This movie was all right.
Nice try, dog.
It was fine.
Start again from the top. And roll it.
So, as a little disappointed in you guys.
Uh-huh.
Because you played this movie up hard.
Uh-huh.
It did not meet those standards.
What are you talking about? It's like a serious conversation right
now. Yeah.
There's no way. Wipe that shitty smile off your face. Tell me what you think about this movie.
Damien, the dumb shenanigans that were promised.
Uh-huh.
I'm not saying there weren't any.
You sure? He threw a bagel at a man's face. And when he hit him, it said bagel. What's happening here? Are you that sick?
Douglas can't keep this up for long, don't worry.
Yeah. No, so while I am not as negative as I sound, there is a whiff of truth in what I'm saying.
I do
really like this movie. But I was, if there is one thing that I am disappointed in this movie with, it is exactly what I said a while ago, that, and it's probably an expectation thing, but the shenanigans, and in particular, the shenanigans around the various Spider-Men,
mm-hmm.
The fact like that, for instance, there's a noir Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm.
The best Spider-Man. Yeah,
I feel like, especially because of how you assholes played it up, that it could have been played up a lot more. I was waiting, especially for Nick Cage, right? For a lot of rubbish to happen, for him to be involved some way, shape, or form. Or even for there to be a great intro scene. And he had like a bit of an intro scene, and I understand, right? By that point, I think we'd had three or four already.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't just do this. The movie can't just be intro scenes, right? It needs to be more than that.
Except it was. Each one of them was so good.
But yeah, I was a little bit disappointed in that. But that's one of those disappointments that goes away the second and third and fourth time you watch that movie. You know, essentially, and it's a good disappointment to have, right? You're disappointed that the movie is not the best movie in your mind.
Yeah, I guess you... Yeah, I guess you came to this movie after that. Plus, yeah, you also saw it on a bad TV.
That too. Which, you should hopefully...
You should watch this movie.
By next week, will be remedied, but yeah.
I will tell you the two movies to watch on your brand spanky new TV immediately.
Uh-huh.
It is this one.
Mm-hmm.
And it is...
Days of Harrison Heaven.
Stop talking. Harrison Ford...
Oh, yes, yes.
Something another 20.
Blade Runner. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Those are the two.
Mm-hmm.
Before everything else. Don't watch anything else. Put your TV, just put it in and be amazed that you didn't realize TV could look this good.
Actually, speaking of which, I should now probably go to Amazon and buy this movie.
The Blade Runner?
No, I have Blade Runner already. Oh.
Spider-Verse.
Yes. But this movie, I mean, it was pretty good. I liked...
Understatement.
Yeah. it knew what I want in a movie of late, which is just rubbish, just dumb trash, right? And this wasn't even... So there's something to be said for trash like Airborne, trash like Iron Man 2. This wasn't even that. This was... proper good content,
mm-hmm,
surrounded by people who knew how to make shitty jokes, which you don't see come along very often.
Yeah.
I mean, Chris Lord and Phil Miller, or the other way around, I can never get their names right, have done that recently. But not a lot of people do that. That's a hard thing to get right. They were the writers
on this movie.
Yeah. That's true. I forgot. Actually, no. Wasn't it just one of them?
Phil Lord had writing credit. I think they produced it together. So yeah, Lord who wrote it. But I kind of just lumped them together.
Right.
I think of them like the Coen brothers. You know, every once in a while, they stick only one of their names on it. But in my mind, the two of them really fucking did it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It's like, we know the two of you wrote this.
Mm-hmm.
Nice try.
It's like how we know they wrote Garfield.
Like the Russos. Can you imagine... If the Russos do, like, you see one of them somewhere, it's like, mm-hmm, what is happening over here? So, no, I don't want to see any of this shit.
Yep. But I mean, the visuals are amazing.
Oh my God.
This movie is beautiful.
Oh my God.
And you know, they've got a cast, right? They've got Nick Miller. Mm-hmm. They've got Remy. They've got.
I like that we're still making New Girl references. I thought we were done with that.
I think you just upset Dave.
I'd like to be off this podcast. I would like to leave this podcast now.
They also, by the way, have Captain Kirk and That one. That one's good. But this movie, at the end of the day, it's a nice, lighthearted movie that let me laugh a lot. So, of course, I love this movie.
Is it okay for me to want to call him Steve Trevor instead of Captain Kirk now? Or is he forever Captain Kirk?
Who's Steve Trevor?
It's his character in Wonder Woman.
Oh, yeah, no.
Absolutely not.
No.
No, I can't get the Steve.
No. You just said Steve Trevor, and both of us had to wonder who you're talking about. So, no.
Just wanted to do like a heat check there.
Steve Trevor. Oh, my God. I don't even know how you remember. You know, it's because you're watching. You're reading. Probably reading some Wonder Woman comic right now. Get it. You're so weird. Such a weird man. Still too much money.
Yes, it is.
You know, Amazon Prime Day is coming up. You can probably get that for about 10.
I can afford to spend $30.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean you should.
Until I get a new car. Until I buy my second house.
Yes. Your mobile home. This movie, like, it got so much points just on the looks.
Yeah.
You saw it and you're just like, oh my God. Like, I remember seeing this and going, the mistake we made was putting real people in comic book movies.
Mm-hmm.
All of them should have been.
No, of course. I mean, I think that's why Iron Man works so well, because Iron Man is the closest in terms of the classic movies that they're doing, or the regular sort of movies that they're doing that. Or even maybe to a certain degree, Spider-Man as well. Because for those two, right? And it's probably better for Iron Man than Spider-Man, because in Iron Man, at least you see his face.
Right.
And that feels like it connects you. Mm-hmm. But none of what you see Iron Man do flipping around in the air is actually happening. It's a cartoon.
Yes.
And
for all of the rest of superheroes, with the exception of Batman, like, he's the only one that you could go, he's just a human person and he's fighting. But everybody else is basically cartoon fun times.
Right.
But this, you see it and it feels 3D, but hand-drawn, but like everything, they've just mixed it feels like someone took a comic book and literally just drew the comic book out of the paper and put it on the TV.
And you guys mentioned it, but I love the various different styles of animation.
That is when you realize how confident they were. You're just like, oh, they know what style they're going for. Like, this was not accident. Because then, like, Spider Pig, like, he's just straight up a cartoon. Like, and then
I love the anime Mulaney, one. Mulaney, like, somebody walks in on them and Mulaney says, guys, do animals talk in this world? Because I don't want to alarm this fellow.
And he just passed out. He's just like, this is too much. Like, the fact that they were able to, like, retell the story over and over. Like, he's like, oh, let's run this back.
Mm-hmm.
I'm your friendly neighborhood. And I love the progression. It started with fit, healthy, peak Spider-Man, he was first, and then
no, so,
washed up Spider-Man.
There is that, right?
In the second one,
you know what I love? I love, and it's a good thing, because it's been a little while since I watched it. So as we talk, I love when Miles becomes Spider-Man. Yeah. They make this huge thing out of the spider, and it's running around, and it's all over him, and they kind of get it down into slow motion, and it's about to bite him, and so they make you feel, right?
Like, this is
that
going
something
to be
big
important.
Is going to happen. And then literally, it almost makes that, like, poing, sound. So,
right.
So you realize, wait, what?
Yeah.
And then the guy just says, meh. And he just hits the spider away. Because
like,
I didn't even realize.
They're just, you know?
It's so good.
It's so confidently done. And
And I do like that he has powers. I'm sure that all of you comic book people are going to be like, oh, but this happened, whatever, whatever. But he had powers that were not related to spiders. Yeah. I like that.
Lightning thing.
Yeah, the lightning thing. Yeah. He could turn invisible.
Listen, I don't see spiders. When you turn off the light, they disappear.
I like that he had to sing to like become invisible at times. It's been a while since I've watched this movie, and it's interesting you guys are like, let's talk about Spider-Man, because in the last 3 weeks since we've last talked, I've watched two different Spider-Man movies.
And not that
look at that.
And not this one. Mm-hmm. I've watched a really bad Spider-Man movie. I rewatched the Mark Webb Spider-Man movie.
Speaking of which, well, I don't know which one the Mark Webb one is, but
the first one with
the Andrew Garfield movie.
Right,
Spider-Man.
It's so bad that I don't even know who Mark Webb is anymore. Like
Mark Webb,
he did one movie. I like
500
of,
Days.
I know, summer. Yeah, that's what
the
I'm
views
remembering.
Views of Douglas does not reflect the views of the unnamed movie.
Podcast. But like, I love that this movie is so confident. You talk about confidence. That is not confidence, Damon. You know what's confidence?
Mocking the dance,
making fun of.
All of the Spider-Man. Other Spider-Man.
Yeah, Spider-Man 3.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Confidence.
Like, yeah, we dance, but we don't talk about it.
And oh, that boy. End credit scene. Best end credit scene in a movie for so long.
What happened in that one? I can't remember again.
They have a post-credit scene where, like, you see... Like, I think you saw flashes of it throughout the movie of, like, this other Spider-Man and this in this, like, I can only describe it as, like, a virtualized-looking world or whatever. Mm-hmm. And they go back there, and there's this black-suited Spider-Man, and some lady gives him a tech thing that lets him go through universes.
Right.
Oh, yes.
And he presses the button, and then shows up in that comic book strip where the Spider-Men are pointing at each other.
Yeah. Yep.
And they just make fun of that for like a full minute.
Yep. I'm looking at Mark Webb's movie history.
He ain't done well.
Yeah, I'd like to redact
it's just
the
500
statement.
Days of Summer. Yes. That's it. That's there's nothing else.
Spidey 1, Spidey 2, Gifted. Which
did he ever do a? Am I? Am I
the only boy in New York?
Did he do a Bond movie?
No.
Okay.
This is it.
I'm probably thinking.
I'm afraid because Letterboxd is saying that he's credited to be working on. I guess this is a live action remake of Your Name.
Oh no! Although, no, he's made one good movie. So yeah. I was like, he could probably, and then I remembered. Like I watched The Only Living Boy in New York, so I watched half of that movie, and boy, oh boy.
I mean, I'm not beyond forgiving him for Spider-Man because I understand how some of these movies are made, and maybe he just got a bad deal.
Those movies aren't great, but they're not they're not the worst.
And there are positive things about that.
Yeah,
movie.
I enjoy
the shit out of Andrew Garfield in that movie. In those
and
movies.
What's her face?
Yes, Emma Stone.
Right,
yeah,
Emma Stone was in there. Yeah, uh-huh. I enjoy that.
It's just everything.
Yes. those movies were Jamie Foxx as Lightning Man.
Wow.
Woo.
Before he came into himself as Motherfucker Jones.
No, that was before. Motherfucker Jones
was
before that.
What?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, that's how he got Spider-Man. Motherfucker Jones gave him Spider-Man. 100% certain. Willing to bet any money.
So yeah, Spider-Verse.
Yeah.
Bringing us back on point.
Why is there wind blowing in Spider-Man New York? I mean, it's too good. All of this show is too good. Even the parts that he saw in the trailer when it works the same in the live action, that first thing when he shows up at the school and the father is on the loudspeaker telling him that he has to say he loves you.
Oh, like, that was
it
great.
Was funny in the commercial. Yeah. It is tremendous here. This is one of the few movies that I've actually gone out of my way to see how they made the movie.
And you see how much work these goddamn lunatics put into making the movie look the way it looks and play the way it plays. This movie is a tremendous feat, and I can't wait for them to make as many more of these movies as they can, because I like the look, and if they can continue to, I hope they go from, although technically this is Sony Animation, I hope Disney is willing to just give them the rest of the Marvel characters and just have them and just say, have at it. Just side stories with these people. Just do what you do, because
you can't touch my MCU, but do whatever you want with random whatever stories.
Right. Like, you can, you have the MCU characters, but you don't get anything else. I enjoyed it.
This movie is end-to-end perfection, right? It's one of those few movies where you can feel the love for what they are making as you're watching it, right? Like, you guys are mentioning scenes like the introduction of the spiders. I'm calling them spiders now.
Yep.
You're talking about... the weird things, because I mean, you guys say there's some weird comic person. Miles Morales really wasn't the Spider-Man comic I read. I've now read like maybe one thing of it, but I don't know shit about this particular like spin-off. But I loved all the shit with the uncle, right? I loved all the, and it's not just the way his character turns halfway through, but just like the moments early on where he's just hanging out. You mentioned the scene outside the school. Yeah. Oh, I'm coming there, because the scene when you see him attempt his teacher's teachings.
Yep.
Like,
big gorilla. Oh! Tremendous.
So good. I love the inclusion of Spider-Ham. I mean, mm-hmm. I know we've been making the joke of singing that goddamn song from the Simpsons movie forever. Right?
Does whatever Spider-Pig does.
Was it a thing, by the way?
Before Simpsons?
No.
I'm not sure, right? I'd have to Google this shit to figure it out.
Even if it was, that is where everyone knows it from. Me and my sister sang that for about 18 years since that movie came out.
I'm actually upset that I don't own this on Blu-ray yet, because I know there's supposed to be like a Spider-Ham short that's on there that I want to see. Right? I'm pretty sure it'll underwhelm me by the end, but right now I'm super interested to see more spider things that come from this movie. The just general ridiculousness that Spider-Man, I mean, even though we have so many spiders in here, it definitely wants to focus on Sweatpants Spider-Man and Morales for the most part.
Yep.
And I love the Sweatpants Spider-Man.
Yeah,
he's like washed up. The way that he teaches him, even in that moment where he's teaching him how to swing, and he's like explaining the whip and pull, and you mentioned the bagel scene. Oh,
yes. Andrew Robinson, he threw a bagel at someone, it hit him, and the words that came up said bagel. And when I saw that at home, I had to pause it. And I looked at that scene. I rewatched that scene easily 10 more times. Laughing just couldn't believe someone.
I don't know why, but I found it more funny to see somebody scream he stole a bagel and ready to murder them for stealing a bagel.
Oh no, so that whole scene was funny. So when he finally threw it back at the scientist, first of all the scientists had weapons, which is perfect. Because he's just like, alright, we just need to walk out with this computer. And then he saw all the scientists for this Eagle organization just go, no, we straight up have weapons. Don't know why we have weapons in the cafeteria, but we're not playing this game. and having him throw a bagel at someone, have it hit him in the head, and the the exclamation to be bagel, it made me so very happy. This movie, tremendous.
I feel like this movie is like a, is sort of like a Mad Max Fury Road to me. Because it comes so out of left field where you don't expect them to put this much work in. And it just kind of wins at everything it attempts to so well. And I know Douglas has gotten silent because he's just kind of harumphing on his own.
No, he's watching NBA, that's why.
Oh.
No, actually, the real reason is I just found out that there is something that I need to watch ASAP.
Broken Lizard.
And was dealing with that.
Yes. Okay.
He did. He lost his mind.
Mm.
Yeah, so it's now, I'm coming back now, yes, but I have no point of reference for whatever you guys were saying.
He's
before.
Back with us. Spider Pig is tremendous.
Spider Pig is amazing.
Anime Spider, not as much.
Yeah, that was stupid.
I liked Anime Spider.
Nope. Of course he did.
Everybody else is acceptable.
Mm. Everybody else is fantastic.
Yes.
Anime Spider was a step too far, but it was fun. Sweatpants Spider stole the show.
Oh, of course.
I want a show with just him.
Yeah.
He needs to just be in his sweatpants. He can't like turn his life around and be positive again. No, he has to be Sweatpants Spider-Man.
I was about to say that, yeah.
I don't want him in a full suit.
He should swing around in his sweatpants.
Yeah. And also have people give him shit for being terrible at it.
And he swings by and somebody says, go to the gym.
Yeah. No, like someone's stealing a purse and he's there and just like, no. Smooth it off. Just hands the lady some money to buy a new purse. No, go
and
catch
him. And he's
eating
pizza while he's doing it. He's like eating a pizza slice upside down while he's doing all of this.
Like, you remember how Hancock, the first half of that movie was, because it was just a piece of shit and hated everybody? Mm-hmm. That's what they should do. They should have a better ending and a better story, which can be hard.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember enjoying the first half of, like, before it became whatever the hell that last part of that movie was. When he was just garbage. He's just like the little boy waking him up off the bench. And it's like, there's bad guys. And it's just like, leave me alone. It's like, drunk on a park bench passed out. That's what I want for this Sweatpants Spider-Man. Just in like a Pizza Hut. There's like a shootout outside. And he's just like, The cops will handle that. I don't finish eating this pizza. Leave me alone. I like, boy, this. Like, I had high expectations when I saw the trailer. And for this movie to exceed the trailer in every way is, like, it felt magical. Like, it felt like the first time you saw them do, like, a comic book movie. I remember the first comic book movie. I didn't see the Superman movie first. First movie I saw was the Batman movie with Penguin, with the long ass gun, the Tim Burton one.
And that's not the good one to start with.
No, but you didn't know.
Yeah.
So you just saw Batman and you were just like, oh, shit, it's Batman. And then the next time I felt like that was Sam Raimi's Spider-Man.
Yeah, Sam Raimi's Spider-Man. You're
just like,
special.
Oh, that's right. They can do this.
Those first two movies, man.
Right? Mm. And then it's been a while since Dark Knight. That Dark Knight movie, you didn't even know what you were watching. You're just like, I know this is Batman, but it's too good. Like, this is like a real movie. It's not like it went beyond what you thought a comic book movie could be. He just made something tremendous. Speaking of which, everyone go at Spider-Verse. You knew this. I sat down. I guess I was lying down, but who cares? Saturday night, I watched Interstellar.
Mm-hmm.
Just to remind myself just how fucking good that movie was.
Yes.
And then when that was done, I watched Inception for the first time in about 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
And
watching those two movies back to back reminded me why I was so disappointed in his last effort. Like, just watching them and going, that's right, he's the fucking best at this.
He doesn't
make okay movies. And that is what, that is when I realized why I was this up. It is not that Dunkirk is bad. It is that it is not what, his trajectory was going, like, every time he topped himself, you're just like, fucking, like, you saw Inception after the Batman movie, and you're just like, there's no fucking way. What is he do? Like, it felt for a time that he was above everyone else. like he was operating in a plane that other movie directors couldn't catch him. He was just on his own on an island, killing the game. And when he put out, I remember watching Interstellar, and when that movie was done, like, much like, and these movies aren't similar in any way but this, much like Tron Legacy, I knew I was going to listen to the soundtrack for Interstellar. I knew it was done for me. It was a wrap for me. I would remember things about the movie just based on the soundtrack. And watching that movie again late at night on my good TV, I don't want to hear it. If there's someone better than Chris Nolan at something, it cannot be movie. He's the best. Dunkirk disappointed me because it wasn't like I expected him to be up here forever. And the only, like, I spent like another hour just thinking about how fucking good his movies were. And I remember I was like, who else do I love this much that has only been going forward? And the only other person I found was Tarantino. And so I watched both Hateful Eight and I watched The Django. And watched those movies and went, these movies occupy something else. Like, they are great Tarantino movies, right? And they're special because I love Tarantino movies. But Chris Nolan is operating on a whole, like, whole nother level. Like, I don't know how his mind works. I don't care. Listen, I will follow that man to the end of the world. I always was afraid that his bad movie, because he was so high, I was afraid that his bad movie it's going to be fucking catastrophic. Like, you'd go too far and you're just like, dog, you're on your own. you have to like push him out into the sea. You're like, I can't. He for me, and I finally understood, like, watching those movies finally gave me appreciation for what people thought about both George Lucas and Steven Spielberg. Because I never really understood, like, the devotion and love that people, like, that allows people, even when they did shit, like, they made AI, like, Spielberg gave us AI. And everyone
does. Spielberg's given us every Spielberg movie in the last 5 years.
I'm talking when he was good. Because AI was, like, early, like 2000.
Yeah, no, like he that was did like 2001.
Right, he did like Jurassic Park, yeah. Jurassic, and then he did AI, and everybody just went no. Like, everyone just flat out just rejected it on its face, and just pretended it didn't happen. Right, and then I think he did War of the Worlds not too long after that.
No, I think that was post, like, 05, 07.
Yeah, man, but War of the Worlds was, like a couple of years after. And that is the one people are like, yeah, it's not the best, but you can see the speed. Yeah, right. But no one was like, War of the Worlds is the pinnacle.
Oh, obviously right. Not. Yeah, yeah.
But everyone forgot. Like, literally, no one remembered AI. Everybody just like, no, that didn't happen. Like, just a mulligan. Just like, no. And so,
Like, I've loved directors in the past, and but I've never had the reverence that I've seen. Like, there are people who, like, treat Star Wars and, like, those three movies, like, literally nothing else that those guys do matter to them. Like, it just bounces out. They're just like, I don't give a fuck. Right? They made three perfect movies. And Saturday Night was the first time I realized that I finally have that. That all these years before, I'd love movies and I'd love certain directors, but I never truly understood. Because I've loved Chris Nolan for a while, mm-hmm. but never truly realized that it is finally gone the step further. Because Matt Donagh was the person that I thought was going to be the first person for me.
Which one are we talking about?
The good one.
Again, which one are we talking about?
I am talking about War and Everyone.
Okay, uh-huh. But the other one is also the good one. You know,
yes,
this, right?
I know. I'm okay. Well aware. Right, but cool. I'm talking War and Everyone. Yeah,
fair enough.
Listen,
yeah.
I like Calvary. What's the name of
it? Yeah, Calvary is his, and his is also the one about the church. What's it called?
Trying to remember. Those movies speak to me on a level that, like, it felt like it, but those movies didn't do for me what Interstellar and Inception did, which those two movies are movies I didn't think could be made. Like, if someone had asked me, Damien, like, if you said, all right, Damien, I'm going to make a movie about a world where people dream and then you can enter the dream and have a, I'd be like, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about, but that sounds like the worst movie.
Oh, that's a good movie that she's in.
Who?
I keep forgetting about
yeah,
that.
She was in it.
We were having a conversation earlier about Ellen Page, and I made the now debunked statement that she's only been in one good movie, which is Juno. She was also in. I keep forgetting about that she's in that movie. Inception is great.
Interstellar made me appreciate space movies like more, because I realized there was more you could do. That is probably why I love The Expanse so much now, because
I do like that show a lot.
I have finally, like, it finally happened. Like, the thing that turned me into a fanboy. Mm-hmm. But jeez, like, Douglas, if you saw me Saturday Night, you'd have thought it was the first time I watched both those movies. Like, just sitting there in awe of movies that I'd seen already. Mm-hmm. It's like, how is it? Like, it doesn't feel. Watching that movie, I was like, this is impossible. Like, he's operating on a level that I've not seen before. And I was like, oh shit, it finally happened. Like, nothing. I don't know what he could do at this point for me to like turn down how I feel about him, right? Like, he's finally reached a point where I'm just like, I don't give a like. If he stopped making movies today, he's number one for me, like, forever. Like, he has no competition. This is the hill I'll die on, and it was. It was a great reminder, because from time to time, you know, with a lot of things you love, like, there's like peaks and valleys, there's times you, and for the last couple months, I've been like getting back into watching movies that I actually like, but not the ones that I watch all the time, to kind of remind myself why it is that I like, not just certain movies, but movies in general.
Mm-hmm.
And this was a good reminder that, like, I, like, love with, like, the capital L. Not, like, movies. Just in general. Not just
I like these specific movies. But it like reminded me why like we do this podcast. Which is a shitty, pretentious thing to say. I know it sounds fucking losing my mind. But those movies, like Saturday night was one of the best nights I've had watching movies in years. Where like everything came back. I was just like, this is why I've spent all this money, that I've invested all of this. This is why I know all these people's names and like go out and like seek out these movies for things like this and for people like him, like looking for directors to give me something like this. But why those two movies? I don't know, dog. And sure, there's the weird fourth dimensional shit in Interstellar, where there's like cubes and boxes floating on each other. But the rest of the movie is so good. And I think that's like 5 minutes.
You're just okay with
you,
it.
Like,
yeah, you're wrong
like,
with it.
I only remember it because I remember people having such a hard time with it.
Yeah.
But and watching the movie Saturday, like it just felt like part of, like nothing.
I remember in my mind, the only like funny bit about it was that they called it the Tesseract and it was after Avengers had come out.
Yes,
so that was the one joke I kind of had. But you're right. This movie is, you know, it's great.
Oh my God. Yeah. So guys, I understand why when I shit, especially Andrew, why when I shit on certain directors for years, you're just like, I fucking hate him.
Gus Van Sant. Why can't he just let me like the things I like?
Gus Van Sant still sucks.
Oh, yeah.
Just letting you know. And George Lucas was never good. All his movies are trash. Except that first one. That first one's pretty good. That last one is alright. That middle one though, oh boy. You guys are so wrong about that middle one.
You like American Graffiti too?
What?
Nothing, what? Don't worry. Don't worry.
What is happening?
Let it go.
Didn't they announce the new Star Wars one?
Did they?
They gave it a, like a name or some shit.
There's I didn't some, see the name announcement. No,
there's some news in. There's some news about Star Wars today, but I've been ignoring it. Movies I know I'm going to watch now. Yeah. I'm doubling down on that.
I just assume that there's one in December, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah. But they finally gave it like a name. Okay. And like, yeah, of course, Douglas. It prints money. Like, but like even with this new Avengers movie, like they're releasing clips and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And like as it's rolling up, they're like putting out posters and having them talk in public. But I don't give. The only thing I've watched with them is Kimmel had them read some Thanos. What did they call them? Children's book. Boy.
Book for children.
Boy, yeah. It looks like it's time for me to start this book. And all the characters were bitching that Thor should have just cut off his head. Like they were reading page to page and just shitting all over Thor. None of this would have happened. And at the end, Thor has the final, and it's like, fuck the Avengers. Like, well done, Kimmel.
Well done. I saw that video pop up on my YouTube app. I'll throw it up later.
It's real good. But yeah, what else are we talking about tonight?
We could talk about a boy.
All right.
Or A Beautiful Mind 2. No.
I know where you're going with this.
There's a sequel to A Beautiful Mind?
Yeah.
It's called
Phenomenon. He learns Portuguese in 20 minutes.
No, he has a son and he calls him a beautiful boy.
And LL Cool J sings something like a phenomenon in the middle of that movie, like Deep Blue Sea.
He doesn't sing Shut Him Down.
Deepest blues. My heart is like a shark's feet. Oh, the 90s.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God.
Don't we all miss LL Cool J music?
Oh. Yeah, let's say we miss it. That's the word. Miss.
The other day, I was listening to the Talib Kweli album.
I thought he was going to say I was listening to LL Cool J.
The Beautiful Struggle?
Yeah. and they had the skit where the guy was saying the ladies love, and I'm like, yeah, that is what LL means. Yeah.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, ladies love him.
T biggity.
T-quiddy.
T-quilly.
So, Douglas, you have anything you want to talk about, or?
Well, sports. Sports. But you know what? I could talk about.
Yeah. Douglas went to Champs.
I did go to Champs. I went to a number of things. So, we could have another corner, another talk about coloring book theater.
Okay.
I've now created a section on my phone with a nice little header with things.
They're Avengers.
Yeah.
Did you use crayons?
I have not used crayons.
Not yet.
He pretty much does. I mean, he's you just saw doing, Captain Marvel,
he's just
right?
doing the pencil work.
So, I think we don't appreciate where this thing is coming from, where these Marvel movies are coming from.
I do appreciate
how bad they were.
Oh, I remember.
Damien.
You saw Thor 2, didn't you?
No, I have seen Thor 2, but okay. but I just want to talk about the notes that I have here, because if I were to go through every movie that I've watched, it wouldn't be fun. But do you remember Captain America?
The first one?
The first one.
Yeah, I told everyone.
I know you don't like it. I love that movie, and I still do.
That movie's trash.
But you know what is trash?
Uh-huh.
The post-credit scene from Captain America. Do you remember what that is?
I don't remember.
No, you don't. You know why? I don't. Because the post-credit scene for Captain America was straight up. And this is not even me making a joke and trying to, like, exaggerate something. It was 100% just a trailer for the Avengers.
I mean, more and more, that's what all of their post-credit scenes are now.
No, right? But no, all of their post-credit scenes are trailers for the next movie or for something coming up by teasing it, by like making a joke or doing something dumb or having somebody bring in. This was, Andrew, watch it again.
Full on.
It is a trailer. It's like a 30-second teaser for the Avengers.
Like, I legit think watching Captain Marvel, the one that just came out.
Yes.
they have a post-credit scene to that where I'm like, I'm pretty sure we're going to see that exact scene in Avengers Endgame in 3 weeks.
Yeah, but again, it's not like...
But it's supposed to just be a little tease for the next one.
So it literally does things like put the name of the actor beside it and be like, coming in, it's a trailer. It's not even like, this is getting you excited. It is the definition of a trailer. It was hilarious.
I miss when they used to do like those short films they put on like the discs. You remember
when they did
one shots?
And they did one with Ben Kingsley, which was kind of fun.
I do not miss any of those.
And one last note, which is actually where I got this picture. Mm-hmm. Speaking of Captain America, he made a second movie, Winter Soldier. So
it's the first time the Russos got involved.
So here's the thing about this movie, right? Yeah. I didn't remember that they actually made jokes. And they actually made good ones.
The movie's fucking incredible.
It's amazing. There's a section where he is, you know, the whole keep to the left thing, on the left, whatever.
Yeah.
And he's talking
at the start of the movie.
Yes, at the start of the movie.
Falcon.
Yeah, he's talking to Falcon. And Falcon is like, you know what you should look into? Because you just got out of a coma and don't know is all of these things. And he literally says, okay, I'll add it to the list. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you think to yourself, it's a saying.
Yeah.
He'll put it in his head. No. Mm-hmm. He literally took out a book and had a list.
Yep.
And I could not stop laughing. I paused the television
because he's an old man
and took a picture.
Uh-huh.
There is literally a list.
Yeah, I remember.
With things on it.
Yeah.
So he has on it, I Love Lucy, Moon Landing, Berlin Wall, brackets up and down.
Yep.
Disco, Thai food, and to give Andrew some vindication, Star Wars is on there.
Star Wars, yeah, Star- of course.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And
I remember when it came out, people were circulating the fact that, like, depending on what country you saw it in, the list was different.
Oh, seriously? That's awesome.
Is that true?
Yeah, so like that yeah, so like awesome. If you look, like if you Google it, I'm sure you'll find someone with like all of the lists. Right? Chinese release got like different things in their That's list so and good. Stuff like that.
That's so good.
Marvel. Good. Clap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Russos, in particular, killing the game.
Yeah.
They were talking about when, because they had to, they knew that Tycho's Thor was going to be before Avengers.
Yeah.
And so the Russos were just like, listen, we had to get on the same page with Tycho before, like, going into full production mm-hmm. on Avengers. Because Thor is a central character, but they were worried that the Thor that they were going to put in the movie.
Yeah.
Because they had already heard that Taika was doing Thor, and they knew. but even though they, like, Taika still did the boilerplate thing towards the end, there was like, listen, he still has to win. And he's the god. He's not the god of hammers. and that is why he was partnered with like the Guardians of the Galaxy, because those were the more fun. Like, they put all of the fun-loving people to one side in that Infinity War movie. So that was fun to find out. I've been real excited for this new season of Thrones.
Oh, Thrones.
Yeah.
Wait, hold on. Before we get there, because...
I was just going to say, and that's how I ended up watching this video with them. Because, like, I watched something about Thrones, and the next one was the... Because I've been on just media blackout for these movies. I don't want to see any more videos.
Of course. Yeah.
I get it. It's coming out.
Yeah, but, like, coloring books, Damien.
Yes.
Coloring books, that's all they are. What I was going to say. The one other thing that I want to say.
So yeah, exactly quick before you get there.
Yes.
I've pulled up a list of some of the differences from Captain America.
Yeah, you sent it.
In the UK, he has in the list the Beatles,
mm-hmm.
The World Cup Final 1966, Sean Connery.
That didn't happen.
Oh, in fuck the
UK
you.
Version.
Really? Jisun Park?
Yup, in the South Korean version, Old Boy Park is in the... No,
2002 Park. World Cup. DDR. Oh, this is great.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
France has France 98. So basically, dance. If the country is in the World Cup, they get in the list.
Yep.
Daft Punk is in France. The Fifth Element is in France.
Yes, it is. Goddamn right it is.
Mexico has Shakira.
That's racist.
And Italy has Roberto Benigni and something about Ferrari's F1 Grand Prix.
Does Jamaica just have murder?
We didn't get anything special.
Boo, that's what it is.
Jamaica gets Bob Marley.
Uh-huh. I found one with a lot more different versions on a different website, but a lot of them, the images were no longer available.
Of
so
course. Disney said you've had enough.
Yes, they did. Speaking of enough, I've actually been on a break from these movies.
Oh, because you were dying?
I think the last movie I watched was maybe a couple of weeks ago because I've reached the tipping point. I have now reached where the next movie is the movie that caused this, Ant-Man.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not watching that.
You can't make yourself do it.
No, I'm not watching that on this TV.
Oh, good job. Good job, sir.
I'm going to wait until I get my new TV.
You know what you should get now?
What's that?
Speakers.
One step at a time.
No, I'm not going to I'm going to send you a link.
Yes, you should, please. On
speakers.
Yes.
But not for like the, oh my God, this is going to ruin my life. Because you live in an apartment.
Yeah.
You can't do what I do. There's nothing but space around my house. And when my house shakes, people go, oh, you have a soul in here. People come ask me questions. You will have someone with a knife outside of your door vowing to kill you.
Yep. pretty much, man. But yes, that's all.
You saw a lot of cartoons.
I saw a lot of cartoons.
And sports.
I watched Oceans again. Yay.
Which one?
All of them.
Please tell me you didn't watch 8.
Oh, no, no. That's not an Oceans movie. All
right, fair enough. All right, cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
People shit on 13.
Oh, that movie's great.
Like, it's the weakest one. And
It probably is the weakest
but
one.
But who cares?
But yeah, it's still
more
great.
Oceans.
Yeah. And I love that they make fun of The Godfather throughout that movie.
So, you know how they made another Oceans movie with Daniel Craig?
Yes. Actually, guess, I've been meaning to watch that one.
Guess
again.
What I did in X-Men.
Did you call it Oceans 14?
No. It's called Oceans. And then in brackets, redneck. So I'm a terrible person.
Oh.
So if I type Oceans redneck, it brings me to that movie.
I also watched Airborne. So
I mean, you have to.
I have to.
That's the
yeah.
law.
Yeah.
What? Think about what will happen to you if you don't watch it.
Sylvester Stallone shows up.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, no.
Okay.
At the end of one of those Guardians of the Galaxy movies, there's like a post-credit scene with Sylvester Stallone and some other people.
Yeah.
Where the fuck are those people in the rest of the movies?
They are actually
quite
prominent in the rest of the movie.
Are they in... No, I'm wondering if they'll show up in this next Avengers
maybe
movie.
They will. Actually, I was wondering like, before they gave the actors what they wanted.
Yeah.
I was wondering if they might show back up in Guardians 3 because none of the real Guardians wanted to come. But the younger brother has assured me that in the comic books, the people that Stallone and them play are the real Guardians, the original Guardians of the Galaxy. But I couldn't care less.
Oh, right. Already erasing that from my mind.
Exactly.
for how little I care.
And that's why I guess they say in the credits, post-credit scene, ooh, maybe we can go on another trip, another adventure together or something like that. But I haven't reached that far yet. I've only watched the first Guardians.
Yeah,
so
I just remembered it. I was just like, wait, wasn't Stallone in one of these movies?
The
and then,
one.
Yeah. Boy, we've come a long way. What's it been now? 8 years?
Soon enough, we're going to hit the perfect point of superhero just oversaturation where, you know, how we play like the 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon.
Yep.
Mm-mm. It'll just be like 1 degree to like name your superhero movie.
It's got Disney.
Right? I cannot wait for the day when Damian will, in fact, lose his mind because Meryl Streep has her own superhero movie.
I think that day is like next year.
I mean, Glenn Close was in one of these movies, so like.
Like
yeah.
Annette Bening.
Watching people watching people point out. How many times Captain America was in other comic book movies, and now that him and Miss Marvel is in a movie again, they're just like, you remember Scott Pilgrim? Both of them were in Scott Pilgrim. And on, because at some point, every single
actor...
Wait,
Brie Larson is in Scott Pilgrim?
Yeah.
She played one of the exes.
Yeah.
She played Envy. She played the Rock.
Oh, right. Thing. One of his exes. Yes. Yeah, okay. Not one of the exes.
She was in the band with Chris Evans.
Yes.
He was Vegan Police.
Yes, he was one of the exes. She was one of his exes.
Whatever.
Like Westerns, at some point, every actor in Hollywood will be in a comic book
absolutely.
Movie because you don't get a choice.
So, yes.
Yes.
The three movies I'll talk about.
Uh-huh.
By three, I mean like 20.
Yes.
23. So, the bad ones that I'll quickly go by.
Mm-hmm.
Claire Denis' new film, High Life. I don't know if you guys know about this movie.
Hard pass.
I think I saw something about it and remember thinking to myself, I like her, and then forgot.
Starring Robert Pattinson and Andre 3000 in space. The movie's bad.
Yeah.
It's really bad.
You said Andre 3000.
I didn't know he was in that movie.
Yep.
Okay.
I mean, it's mostly Robert Pattinson.
Yeah, but you said Andre 3000.
Right. But the movie's bad. It was just boring. Capital B, boring. Following that up with the new movie by Harmony Korine, The Beach Bum.
I want to watch that movie.
Uh-huh.
I know, because we all love us some Matthew McConaughey, don't we?
Yeah, but say it. Say the words.
Did not like that movie that much.
No!
Yes!
Damien, you know these movies that happen every so often when you can see how much we love a main character?
Mm-hmm.
But the movie around him isn't strong enough to support. It's like he's trying to lift it, but the goodness around him is so bad that it's just cracking as he's lifting it up. Right? Because this movie has things, right? One of my favorite being Jonah Hill playing this book agent gentleman who... He sounds like he's supposed to be in a why have I forgotten the name of this movie? Smokey and the Bandit movie.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And he is having a time with this film.
Right.
And I wanted to love it more, Damien.
Mm-hmm.
But it just doesn't.
Yeah.
And this movie is short. It's like probably 90 minutes. So it's not even like... It's just not, this doesn't work. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It's upsetting because I wanted to.
If anybody, if you had come on here and you'd be like, Damien, yes. Even then I'd have gone, fucking Andrew. Andrew never learns. They got him again. So for you to come on here, you're just like,
No, Andrew he didn't watch it right.
Okay.
That's entirely plausible. Let me know what you think about Martin Lawrence's scene.
About Martin Lawrence? He's in that movie?
Yep.
Okay.
He, as well as Snoop Dogg.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Right?
Oh, no.
And Snoop Dogg has a lot more time in that movie than most other people. So,
stop it.
You know.
Stop it. You're not helping. I'm never going to watch this movie now.
No, I'm worried.
Moving right along. Moving right along to the stuff I liked.
Yes.
Shazam is goddamn fun.
Yes.
I like this movie a lot.
Yes.
It reminded me of Kick-Ass because because Mark Strong is the bad guy and he plays the bad guy lovely.
Oh, okay.
Mark Strong. God, I love that.
I actually just rewatched Sherlock Holmes, which Mark Strong plays the bad guy. And remembered why I like that movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I love Zachary Levi as Shazam.
Mm-hmm.
And this movie has a really good third act. Really like this movie. Like, it's a fun comic book movie. I feel like DC has done its way of just shifting slightly away from the connected universe life.
Yeah.
And now they're picking just fun movies and... I'm done with that.
Are you saying that DC has now finally figured out how to make money out of a movie?
Yes, this is one of the good dollars, Douglas, yeah. Which is worth twice more than one of the bad dollars.
Oh, I love it when I see articles like that where they're like, oh, they finally figured it out. And I'm like, No, they did.
If you put men in tights, it's going to make you $1 trillion.
I got around to watching a really old movie that I've never seen before.
Mm-hmm.
And by really old, I mean 40 years. Kramer versus Kramer.
Oh, okay.
Excuse me?
Seen pieces of that.
What is happening?
I've never seen it before.
I thought wasn't that like a movie that came on CVM?
Probably.
In Christ's name. Did you not see this movie? I thought you used to watch movies as a child.
And this is actually
your options?
So this is a movie, I have seen this movie.
Yeah.
Because I recall this is a movie that my dad wanted me to watch and forced me to watch.
Yeah, because it was on TV. Yeah, all the time.
But I don't really remember it.
Right. If you say, oh, I don't remember. I saw this movie, but, you know, I saw it 90 times when I was young. Mm-hmm. But don't remember anything about it. I've gone, yeah, that sounds about right. Mm-hmm. But you somehow looked at the TV.
It skipped past me.
Soccer, and you're just like, I'm going outside.
No, I'm going to.
I want cartoons, God damn it.
Right, there's no cartoons on this screen. I'm heading back outside. My imagination.
What do you think I said when cricket was on the TV? I'm like, if there are no cartoons, I'm going outside.
Your father would probably shoot you.
But Kramer versus Kramer, you know what? That's a really good movie.
Yeah, no shit.
Like, it's weird to me because I think it's one of the very few movies because we really, I don't think we see that many of these movies where you can see the father, like, being a really good father, even if he's an asshole at the beginning. He's being, like, not really an asshole, but, right. He's just being
a jilted lover.
Yeah. he's what's supposedly kind of a typical man who's left all these things to the wife and is like, oh, that's how these things work. Mm-hmm. But like by the end of that movie I'm like, yeah, I'm rooting for this father to kind of get everything going. But no, that movie doesn't let you have that.
Nope.
Which is amazing. But yeah, I really like that movie. The movie's really fucking good.
It's the last movie that's just a court drama. My last big movie.
Harrison Ford was probably 20. when he was in that movie.
Yeah.
The Verdict.
Yeah.
That was like, the 90s.
There was a time there was just movies about court cases. There's movies that
existed. He deserves to die.
Right?
Wasn't Loving recent?
Yeah, but
that's not a court drama. But that's also not a court drama.
Also, that movie is trash.
Yeah, that movie's not good. A court drama requires there was, a court
room. Right.
There was a courtroom movie that came out last year that none of us have seen and we all probably think is awful by not have seen it. The Ruth Bader Ginsburg movie.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, no.
Also, right, is that about a
sex
drama,
discrimination or movie? Is that it a looks movie, like courtroomish.
No, it looks like a movie about none somebody of us have who seen works it.
We
court,
don't yes. know.
It doesn't look like a courtroom drama. Right.
It looks like.
I'm willing to bet none of us have seen it.
Of course, we haven't.
No, first of all, don't care. Second of all, Khaleesi? I've learned my list. Someone has to come and
she's
tell
in
me.
That movie?
Yeah, she's Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Is she?
Yeah.
You sure?
100.
Okay.
Anyways, moving along.
Yeah, someone has to tell me. Like, I have to see getting the writing out of the courtroom. And proof.
Getting out of the courtroom.
Yes.
I watched Mamma Mia 2.
Well, oh, this boy. Podcast is over.
I'm here to tell you.
No, you're not.
That movie's not good.
No.
But I enjoyed myself.
What's happening? What's happening here?
Damien?
No.
Damien?
You know what, Andrew, you just changed this podcast into a courtroom drama.
Yeah. Yeah, no.
When I get to see the likes of Pierce Brosnan, and I've forgotten those other two.
Exactly.
Stellan Skarsgård, and Colin, the other
Colin,
father person.
What's his face, no?
Firth,
Colin Firth, dance on top of boats, saving the day. I smile. When Cher shows up and sings Fernando directly into the face of Andy Garcia, I smile.
Oh, wait, are we talking about Oceans?
Yes. Yes, Oceans.
Oh, sure.
The musical. With ABBA.
No, I don't know that one.
But yeah, the movie's not good.
Yeah, no,
but I enjoyed myself. I'm not going to lie. but anyways. I saw Us, but I don't want to talk about that.
Okay.
We'll talk about that whenever you guys get around to watching
that movie.
I tried.
I did try.
The last one I want to talk about is I got to see this movie by the name of Only With Your Partner. This is a movie from 1991, directed by Alfonso Cuarón.
Oh, really? Okay.
Right.
All right.
It is about a Lothario who is enjoying his youth. He is out bedding all the women in the world and having a time. Mm-hmm. One night, he decides to give one lady a bad experience, right? As he is put into the rough situation of having to bed two women without them knowing about each other. You know, that same thing we've all had happen to ourselves.
Yeah, man. All
of them. Right? The woman is quite upset at this predicament, at what has happened to her. And did I mention that this woman happens to be the nurse that works at his doctor's office? And so she decides to play a joke on him by giving him false HIV results.
Oh, right? In 1991, you said?
In 1991.
Someone did a movie where, oh boy.
Right.
Well, Karen, you're always pushing buttons.
This movie is quite possibly one of my favorite movies I've found this year. It is hilarious. It is ridiculous. It reminds me a little bit of The Apartment. Cuarón has his touch in just showing things playing out perfectly. He has this thing that the guy does like every morning. Like he lives in one of these apartment buildings where it has like the main staircase going down in a circle in the middle of the building. Mm-hmm. And it looks like it really should be like a mansion, but like they've just given each person a room. And the guy's like at the top of his steps, like exercising, like warming himself up to like run down to get his newspaper, but he does it like naked. Like it's like a race to him. Can he get down to the paper and up to get back his robe without anyone seeing him? And Cuarón just knows how to shoot these things such that they're just constantly interesting and constantly fun, right? It's a ridiculous movie. Like even talking about like HIV and AIDS and all of these things, these are as you say, hot button topics of the 90s that people definitively would not be taking lightly. But Cuarón takes it lightly, like makes it about this guy thinking it's the end of the world, which for a lot of people it was, and wanting to like end his life and having this epiphany moment in his life. Like this is a story of a guy who is a Lothario who by the end of it, you hope he's turned his life around and will now have like real relationships. But it is a fun time watching this movie, and you guys need to watch this movie. It's in the Criterion Collection, so it's out there.
Yeah, actually, right? You're a member on that thing, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's still up.
It's
it went proper live today.
Yeah.
Or yesterday.
It was supposed to be yesterday, but I kept searching and it wasn't in my Android TV.
We're taking bets on how long that service lasts.
Play. yesterday. I'm hoping to be able to subscribe today. So I signed up to be a charter member and out of protest decided not to subscribe until it's on Google Play services because I don't need to give them a credit card. I need to just download the app and then subscribe through Google Play. They need to stop the foolishness.
But then Google takes some of their money.
Okay.
And they don't want that.
Yeah.
They want all of their money.
Okay.
And the way they're going to get all of their money is by having you pay them directly.
I'm sure that it's going to be
plus, available. Plus, if you use your PC, Google will auto-complete your credit card information. So just do that.
It's a hassle.
Yeah, you're right. Typing in your name and Google is just like, oh, all of this.
So yeah.
Right, yes.
That's me.
Okay.
I guess the other thing I talk about, which is just me being ridiculous, is I decided to finally catch up on The Walking Dead. which I know none of us are watching, but I've officially, like, I did this dumb thing where, like, I had fallen behind on the latest season, and usually when I mention this to you guys, when I naturally fall behind on shows, it's my little, my way of my mind telling me, maybe you should stop watching this fucking show.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And at the same time, I agreed with what my brain was telling me, but I said, you know what, I want to have one last hurrah. And let me catch up on the show, and then I'll get rid of it, and I'll never watch it again. So I'm done with The Walking Dead, but I have stories to tell you of what's going on in the fucking Walking Dead.
All right,
okay. Right?
So first of all, we now have a new bad guy.
Okay.
Right. No Her more name Negan? Is Alpha.
Oh, okay.
Negan is still there, but he's like he's now nice Negan. Now,
right? Yeah.
He's like in prison.
So
he's
I stopped prison. Before. Oh, he's in prison. I stopped before that whole thing finished, but it looked like they were like, "Oh, we're going to change him to a good man." You know?
They've made him like have relation. That's the wrong word. Have a relationship with the daughter, with the little girl.
That's definitely good to say. Yes. He is not. Please confirm he's not having relations with a 3-year old girl.
He became a friend. He became Judith's friend.
Of course he did.
And like halfway through the season, he one day woke up and noticed that like the gate to his cell is unlocked, and he just ran outside. And then he ran back at the end of the episode, and he's like, "I'm a nice guy," and goes back in his cell. Because I like to be Judith's friend. Mm-hmm. And by the end of the season, like, his thing is that there's a, like a horrible winter hit them. And it made me think to myself, you know, we've never really seen them go through a winter. Mm-hmm. Where have they been living this whole time? But whatever. Judith gets lost for whatever reason, and he goes to save her, and obviously he's now a nice person, but they still don't trust, whatever, who gives a fuck. But there's a new bad guy by the name of Alpha, who her thing is that her group lives out in the woods, out in the open,
right.
And they wear the masks of the dead so that they can walk among them throughout the whole time. And use them as weapons and shit. And as usual with all of these, with this show, at the end of the season, a lot of characters that people care about that are not the main six all die off. Oh, so that they can be sad and question, should we do things? Mm-hmm. But the show is still trash. Rick is gone.
Did he die or did they just write him out?
So, what I remember happening is that he was on the brink of death, and Trash Lady, if you remember her.
Yeah, I remember her.
Garbage Lady. Apparently, they let us know that she had some agreement with some other people we don't know about, where she would call them in and they have a helicopter and they'd fly people out for whatever reason. So, my assumption is that he's okay, far away, and we'll never see him again.
Mm-hmm. No, you see him when he needs some more money.
Yes.
Contract. I remember reading an article where like they said they're going to get him to come back for like some TV movie or something. But yeah, I also like seeing the articles where basically it's like contract negotiation time for all of like the original people. Mm-hmm. So like the Michonne, the Daryl, all of them, where they're like, we've been on this shit for like 9 years. Mm-hmm. I think it's time for us to jump off. And they're like, oh wait, Michonne's last season is next year. Daryl might be the year after. But yeah, I think it's official. I think I'm done. Like, I can't do any more of the show.
Yeah.
But it was fun catching up because Douglas, there's a point where the Ezekiel, the Rasta, as everything is growing up, his thing is he wanted to have a fair for everyone to come to and have fun and commune, right? And they found people terrorizing people on the roads, and they were upset, and they were like scavengers. They were like being like, cool, we're gonna fuck your shit up unless you give us some stuff. Then they show up and they're like, alright, cool, we're not going to give you anything. And they're like, alright, we're gonna fuck you up. And like, but you know what we can do? If you work for us and make the roads safe, we'll let you watch a movie with us. They're like, really? And then like, we're friends now. And I couldn't stop laughing for like an hour. Yeah. As they're...
Well, when you say these things, it sounds so ridiculous. But I bet you, if we said the same things, or if we said in the tone that you're saying it now, exactly what happened when we thought we liked the show, it would probably sound the same way. And I'm definitely where you are, or where you were pre-catching up. I just kind of stopped for some reason. It just,
I know the reason.
Yeah. Whatever. Put on your hands. I just kind of fell behind, yeah, and man, never you, came back. So I think that might have been 2 seasons ago.
Like,
now?
I can give you an idea of why you didn't go. Guys, pick me.
I mean, my app is still catching the stuff, but...
Guys, pick me. I can give you some kind of idea as to why.
Hold on, let me turn on Dave and Smack.
I've done some research. I've looked into the situation. I've run the numbers. Turns out this TV show...
Trash.
So yeah, what I've come here to tell you, yes, is that The Walking Dead is still bad.
No shit.
Alfonso Cuarón is still amazing.
All right.
Pierce Brosnan dancing is quite mesmerizing. And Shazam is really good. Swinging through midtown. Oh, what fun to sling a web and take the bad guys down. Spotty bells, quipping all the time. Oh, what fun to swing around New York while fighting crime. Whipping through the streets of New York every night. Wrapping bad guys up in my web so tight. Crawling up the walls, making villains fight. What fun to make the holidays free from crime tonight. Oh, spider bells, goblin spells, vulture laid an egg. Spider buggy blew a tire and venom got away. Hey, spotty bells, swinging all the way. Oh, what fun it is to fight the bad guys every night. Swinging through the streets on a web of spider silk. Kicking all the butts of villains and their ilk. Bombs from goblins fling, pumpkins blooming bright. How hard it is to consistently bring peace to New York all night. Oh, spotty bells might be swell to do more than fight crime. I got a lot of qualities that don't get much at time. I can sing, I can dance, I tell jokes, I act. I can be a big deal for age and call me back.